This morning's passage will be taken from Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35.
今天下午的信息是从马可福音第三章31节到34节。
I'll give you some time to turn through it.
请大家翻开圣经我们今天下午学习马可福音第三章31节到34节。
I will read it in English, and then Brother Yimin will read it in Mandarin.
我们先用英文来念，然后等一下我们再来念中文。
Okay, and it says, Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him,Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. This is the word of God.
马可福音第三章31节到35节。当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外边，打发人去叫他。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说，看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外面找你。耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？就四面观看那周围坐着的人，说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姊妹和母亲了。
Let me pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for today.
天父，谢谢你赐给我们今天。
Thank you for bringing all of us here today.
把大家都带到这里来。
I thank you that you have given us an opportunity to come before you to worship you.
你赐给我们这样的机会，让我们一起来崇拜你。
We pray even as we are here right now that Lord, you would open our hearts.
当我们在这里的时候，我们就祈求我们的主开启我们的心。
That we may understand your word.
所以我们可以理解你的话语。
And that your word may challenge our lives.
你的话语就会改变我们的生活。
So that we may know what it means to be a believer.
我们也就因此知道如何成为真的信你的人。
We also pray for that Lord, if we are at this point in time struggling with our faith.
我们也为在信仰上有挣扎的人祷告。
We also pray for your word to speak truth in our lives.
你的话语就对我们讲话。
So we come before you and commit this time to your hands.
我们就把我们自己献在你的手上。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Now, this story of Jesus and his interaction with his family members is one of those stories that it's quite difficult for us to understand at times.
我们这里看到的这个耶稣基督的这个故事和他家人的这个互动，是圣经里边一个比较难以理解。甚至有人会看不惯的一个故事。
There are many people out there who don't know about the Bible, but when they read a passage like this, they would think that Jesus is not preaching according to his own words, or Jesus is basically not consistent with his own word.
有很多的人就觉得耶稣就听了，有很多甚至对圣经不是很熟悉的人，他们看到这个这段话的时候，他们就觉得耶稣他所讲的跟他其他地方讲的这个价值观并不是完全的一样。
Now why would I say that? Because Jesus, in the Old Testament especially, we have read through a lot of passages about honoring your parents or your father and your mother in the Lord.
我们在特别是看旧约的时候，我们可以看到很多的圣经说要孝敬父母。
So when we come into this passage. What is Jesus talking about?
那我们看到这里的时候，耶稣到底要向我们说什么？
Worse still, if you consider other passages such as Matthew chapter 10, verse 35 to 36, I will read this to you.
我们也可以来看一下一些其他的经文，比如说马太福音第十章三十五节到三十六节。
It says, "For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." And a person's enemies will be those of his own household.
马太福音十章三十五节到三十六节说，因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏，人的仇敌就在自己家里的人。
Or consider the passage of Luke, chapter 14, verse 26.
或者是路加福音十四章二十六节。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
路加福音第十四章二十六节，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
You know, when we read these two passages and the one that we just read earlier, we can't help but be stunned to hear such harsh words of Jesus.
所以当我们来读这些刚才读的这些经文的时候，我们很有可能会觉得这些话语非常的苛刻，甚至于非常的惊讶。
So I hope today that as we read just this passage in Mark, and we may hopefully be able to understand a bit more about what Jesus is actually trying to say here.
所以我们希望下面的时间通过我们学习马可福音的这段话语，能够真正的明白耶稣要跟我们所讲的话。
You see, Jesus loved his family members a lot.
耶稣非常爱他的家人。
But sometimes,His relationship with them is strained by his identity as the Son of God.
但是他和他家人的关系有时候也会比较紧张，这是因为他作为神子的身份。
Back in Luke 2, chapter 2, verse 41 to 51, we read of Jesus as a 12-year-old boy went to the temple.
我们大家也是很熟悉的故事，就路加福音第二章四十一节到五十一节。我们知道，当耶稣十二岁的时候，他和他的父母一起去圣殿。
So he went to the temple and remained there, but his parents did not know of his whereabouts and was worried.
他去了圣殿以后，他就一个人留了下来。那他的父母不知道他在哪里，就一直去找他，非常的担心。
So.When his parents found him sitting at a temple after being so worried about him, what did Jesus say?
所以当他的父母在圣殿找到他的时候，看到耶稣就坐在圣殿里边好不容易就找到他，你们觉得耶稣会说句什么话呢？
He said, "Don't you realize that I must be in my father's house?"
耶稣说，你们不知道我必须在我父亲那里吗？
Now, as children, I don't advise you to talk to your parents like this.
我们不希望这里的小孩这样对你的父母讲话。
Because I don't think you will get the same results since Jesus is Jesus.
因为你们假如说跟父母这样讲话的话，你们的结果可能会不一样，因为耶稣只有一个。
So here again, you know, in Mark, we see Jesus again in a similar situation.Whereby his mother and brothers had wanted to see him.
所以在今天的经文当中，我们也看到一个类似的一个景象耶稣的母亲和他的弟弟们来看他。
But Jesus answered, "Who are my mother and my brothers?"
但是耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？
Now, what is going on with all these passages about the way he treats his earthly family?
所以这段经文到底要告诉我们如何的对待你在世上的家人？
Was Jesus against his own family?
他是在说他反对他的家人吗?
Didn't we read in the fifth commandment about honoring your father and mother?
当我们读到十诫中的第五诫命的时候，我们知道我们当孝敬父母。
Now, is Jesus preaching against the fifth commandment then?
所以耶稣是在这里教导我们反对十诫吗?
Now, before we understand this passage of Mark, we need to go back into the Old Testament.
我们为了理解这段经文，我们先回到旧约来看一些经节。
So, when we go back to the Old Testament, I hope that this will give you a bit of an understanding, a bit of a background as to what it means to be a parent, and also what is the role or what is the function of the fifth commandment.
我们就是来理解，就是父母到底是什么，他们的角色是什么。对，就是从旧约的角度，我们来看父母的角色和父母的这个功能是什么。Okay,
if you want to turn to me to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 7.
我们一起翻开来看《圣命记》第六章，第四节到第七节。
It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
圣命记第六章第四节到第七节说，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你们的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Now we all know the responsibility of parents, whether in the time of Israel or today, that is to protect and to provide for your children.
我们作为父母，不管是在旧约时代还是在现代，都是要保护和供应我们的家庭。
But in this passage in Deuteronomy, it speaks specifically of another major responsibility.
但是在《圣命记》的这段经文里边，特别教导我们做父母的还有一个责任。
That is to teach your children about God.
这就是要教导我们的孩子认识神。
It says you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
当你在住在家里的时候，你要教导他们关于神，认识神。
Back in those days when there's no internet or when there's no books or no printed materials.
在那个时候当然还没有互联网，甚至于印刷术也没有出来，所以我们也没有书。
The only way for a child to learn about God is for the parents to pass on the stories of God's faithfulness through oral transmission, through their own words.
所以儿女能够学习认识神的唯一途径，就是靠父母亲用口传的这个方式，把神的信实一代一代的传递下来。Now,
of course, there are also other people who are involved in teaching God's words to the children, such as the priests and the Levites.
当然也有一些其他的人，比如说祭司，还有利未人。
Or the guardians who brought up children.
或者是监护人，或者是一些负责教养的保姆。
But parents specifically have the first responsibility to teach.
但是教导子女的首要责任，首先是在父母的身上。
Now, so because of this great burden of a parent or parents to teach their children.
因为父母肩负着这样大的这个责任，要教导这个子女这样的责任和负担。
What did God do?
所以神做了什么呢?
God made the fifth commandment. God gave the fifth commandment.
所以神就做了第五诫命。
As a tribute to parents.
作为对父母的这个感恩。
It says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
第五诫命是这样说的，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
Indeed, there are many other passages that speaks highly of parents, such as Leviticus 19 verse 3, or Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8 to 9, or Proverbs chapter 23 verse 22.
在圣经里我们也可以找到其他的一些经文，教导我们如何的孝敬父母，比如说利未记19章第三节，或者是箴言的第一章第八节到第九节，或者是箴言的23章22节。
But the idea surrounding the honoring of our parents is because of their responsibility to us.
但是我们孝敬父母的理念主要是因为父母对我们有这样的责任。
But also, the implication of the fifth commandment not only speaks to parents, but it also speaks to children. Because in order for the children to honor the parents themselves have to fulfill their responsibility to provide, to protect, and to faithfully teach the word of God.
所以要子女孝敬父母，父母也必须履行他们供应这个家庭、保护这个家庭，并忠心的教育子女这样一个责任。
So when the parents have fulfilled their responsibility, children are called to honor and respect them in order that they may receive long life.
所以当父母亲履行这种责任的时候，他的子女们就会尊敬、孝敬他们。
Which is with long life, it means a form of blessing for the people.
所以这个你的日子得以长久，这个就是一种神的祝福。
Now failures for any of the parties would result in death.
如果某一方没有履行这样的职责，就带来的结果就是死亡。
Now, therefore, think about it. To honor your parents, therefore, is to listen to the instructions, right?
所以孝敬父母其实从根本上来说就是听从父母的教导。
And also, to honor is to show respect towards parents because they are placed over children by God.
所以也就是去尊重父母，因为神把父母放在这个子女的这个上面。
So if you look at the hierarchy, it's God placing parents over children.
所以我们来看这个次序的话，就是最上面是有神，最下面是有父母，最下面是有子女。
But however, the fifth commandment comes with a limit as to what obedience of children looks like.
但是第五诫命也给我们做子女的，就是如何服从父母，其中有一个限制。
As I've shown you the hierarchy, over the parents stands God Himself.
所以因为神站在父母的上面。
And it can be necessary for children to choose for God and against their parents.
所以可能会有这样的时候，子女必须选择神，或者说反对他的父母，不是选择他的父母。Now,
what do I mean by this?
这是什么意思呢？
If you think about, you know, the Christians all around the world today, especially those in the Middle East, those in some parts of Asia.
我们比较来想一想，就是现在很多的基督徒，特别是在中东或者是一些东南亚一些国家。
We see how children or sons and daughters who came to know the Lord Jesus themselves.
这些子女就认识了神，就认识了耶稣基督。
And it seems like a great thing.
这是非常非常好、非常伟大的事情。
But when they were to tell their parents about it, who were, let's say, Muslim or Orthodox Jews or anything like that.
但是当他们告诉他们的父母的时候，那他们的父母可能是穆斯林，或者也可能是一些犹太教的信徒。
When they told their parents about it, what would the parents' response be?
所以当这些子女他们信了主以后，告诉他们父母的时候，这些父母会怎样反应呢？
The parents would be upset, and they would make their children choose between parents or God.
所以这些父母可能会非常的气愤，然后要他们选择，你是选择你的神呢，还是选择我们父母？
Now, this obviously is not pleasant for many of us who love our family.
所以作为子女的作为爱父母的子女的这样一个情况下，是非常的一个艰难的一个选择。
But how do we respond to such a difficult decision?
但是我们在这样一个很难的情况下，我们应该做什么样的选择呢？
You see, the fifth commandment talks about the responsibility of parents to teach the children about God. But when parents don't do that,And children are called to make a decision.
所以我们看到第五诫命，就是神把教导子女的这个责任放在父母的身上。那假如说父母不是按照这个第五诫命来教导子女的话
，They have to choose God.
这些子女就应该选择神。
Because by choosing God, they are obeying their ultimate father.
因为他们选择神，他们是在服从最高的天父的旨意。
The creator of all beings.
因为天父创造了所有的生命气息。
Now, listen to the word of John Calvin, who is a Protestant reformer in the early 1500.
16世纪的改革家约翰加尔文说。
It says, for they, meaning the parents, sit in the place to which they have been appointed by the Lord, who shares with them a part of his honor. Therefore, the submission paid to them ought to be a step towards honoring that highest father. Hence, if they spur us, children, to transgress the law or to break the law, we have a perfect right to regard them not as parents,But as strangers who are trying to lead us away from the obedience of our true Father.
所以加尔文大家也很熟悉的这个宗教改革家，他是这样说的：是主把他们，就是指父母放在一个这样一个位置上面，主把他自己的这个荣耀和他们分享。所以当父母对父母的顺从，就是对天父顺从或者孝敬天父的一部分。所以当这些父母假如说他们鼓动他们的子女不听从法律不顺从法律的时候，我们讲这个法律就是我们的圣经的时候，我们就完全有权利不把他们当成父母，而是把他们当成阻止我们听从真神的话语的这样一些陌生人。
Now, despite of this, I'm specifically speaking to children right now.
尽管这样说，我还是要对我们这些孩子们特别指出来。
As children, this is not a license for you to disobey whatever your parents says just because God is higher than them.
所以这些话并不是给孩子们一个许可证，说你们可以不听你们家长的话了。
You know, Despite of this, you know, as children, you must not seize too quickly the possibility of denying obedience to your parents.
不要就是很极端的一下子就觉得说我们不要听父母的话了。
This is a last resort.
这只是在不得已的情况下。
You see, Paul himself found it possible for, you know, an unbeliever.And a believer to stay together in marriage in 1 Corinthians 7.
保罗 在哥林多前书第七章指出啊，一个不信的人可以和一个信者啊维持婚姻生活。
Therefore, in the same way, children of unbelieving parents must remember that a spiritual differences does not yet entail or require cutting off all relationship.
所以同样的，这个信了主的子女们啊，也要记住啊，并不是他们有不信主的父母，但是呢，就是这个信仰上的不同啊，就一定要啊。就并不表示说就这样信仰上的不同一定要割断你们所有的这个亲属关系。
Like I said again, this is only a last resort.
再强调一下，这只是在不得已的情况下。
So with this background, it helps us to understand the passages that I read earlier about Jesus coming to set us apart against our family.And also the aspect of hating our families if we want to be his disciples.
所以我们理解了这么一个背景的时候，我们再回过头来看我们最早讲的几段经文，包括耶稣教导我们如何对待家人的这个经文，或者是说要成为他的门徒，必须的恨他的家，恨他的家人。这条翻译上面有点不一样，中文里边不是说爱耶稣要胜过爱他的家人在英文里边讲的是恨他的家人。
See, this saying of Jesus is basically to warn us that faith in him can sometimes divide families.
所以这个地方耶稣只是要警告我们说，对他的这个信有时候可能要需要把我们和我们的家人分开。
And so if we were to follow him,We have to do so with all our hearts.
所以我们我们需要全心的来跟从他。
You see, Jesus' family values do not guarantee stability, prosperity, and happiness to any culture that will obey his set of family rules, values.
耶稣的这个家庭观念并不保证说 ，OK， 我们接受了他的家庭观念以后，就一定保证我们的家庭按世上的这个价值观来看，说这个家庭一定会稳定，或者一定会繁荣，或者一定会幸福，不一定是这样。
Why？
为什么
？Because his value is ultimately kingdom values.
因为他的价值观从根本上来说是一个天国的价值观。
Unless we as parents and children begin to understand this.
所以我们作为我们做父母的或者作为子女的只有我们开始认识到这一点
Then we may begin to understand his purpose for us and also the passages that he has been talking about
所以我们才会认识到耶稣对我们的目的或者我们前面所讲的这些经文我们才能理解这些经文
So back in this passage in Mark
所以我们回到我们今天讲的马可福音的这段经文
Jesus' mother and his brothers came from Nazareth to see him.
他的母亲和他的弟弟们从拿撒勒到耶稣在的地方来找他。
Now, a large crowd has gathered around Jesus, and it hinders them from his parents from getting to him.
所以那个时候，耶稣被一大群的人围着，所以呢，他的母亲和弟弟走到这个人群的外面，但是他们进不去看不到耶稣。
So what did the parents do? What did the mother and his and Jesus' brothers do? They called for him.
所以他的母亲和他的弟弟们怎么办呢？他们就找人跟耶稣就传话，传到里边去。
Now my question is, what was their purpose to come from Nazareth to see Jesus?
我们现在来想问一个问题，说他的母亲和他的弟弟们为什么要从拿撒勒跑来找耶稣呢？
You know, we read in Mark chapter 3, verse 7 to 21, which is the passage before this chapter.
如果我们看一下我们今天经文的这个前面一段经文，在马可福音的第三章第七节到二十一节。
Let me summarize this passage to you.
我们就不全部读了我们会总结一下这段话。
It says that a great crowd.Had followed Jesus because they heard of his miraculous work.
这个地方就是讲到说有一大群的人跟着耶稣，因为什么？因为耶稣用神迹治病。
And the great crowd followed Jesus because they themselves wanted to be healed, or they wanted to witness this event.
所以他们就这些一大群的人就围着耶稣因为他们当中可能有些人也有病，也想被耶稣得医治。有些人就想看一看这个神迹在那个地方。
So they follow him everywhere he goes.
所以这些人就一直在跟着耶稣。
Whether it's up to the mountain.
所以耶稣走到山上，他们就跟到山上。
Or his home.
耶稣回到家里，他们也就在围着他的家里。
You know, this crowd was following Jesus like how we are following a celebrity today.
所以就是耶稣这些人跟着耶稣，就像我们现在跟着一个名人一样。
It's like everywhere Jesus goes, it's where the show is at, or something like that.
所以耶稣走到哪里，他们就跟到哪里。
So, this crowd was following Jesus everywhere he goes, and so when Jesus went back home, they gathered at his house.
所以这些人就一直跟着耶稣。当耶稣在回到家里的时候，这些人也一直就是在耶稣的这个家的外面不肯散去。
They gather up to a point where they will not leave, or they will not go home to eat.
所以他们甚至于不回家吃饭。
I mean, think about the commitment of these people, perhaps.
这些人的尾声。
Or was it just because they wanted to see a show?
他们可能就是想看看这个神迹发生的时候。
So they will not go home to eat, and Jesus' family thought.That he was out of his mind. That Jesus was out of his mind.
所以耶稣的一些家人或者是一些亲戚就以为耶稣可能有点发狂。
And they wanted to seize him or to stop him.
所以就要把耶稣就是带回家，或者是劝他就是不要继续的做下去。
Perhaps this is the reason for Jesus' mother and his brothers to come all the way from Nazareth.
所以这也可能是耶稣的母亲和他的家人来找他的目的。
That is to stop him from his ministry.
他们要停止他的事工。
As the word of the arrival of Jesus' mother and brothers pass on to him from the crowd.
当耶稣听到他的母亲和他的弟弟们来找他的时候。
You know, one would think that Jesus would be eager to see them since they have been separated because of his ministry.
所以大家就会觉得说耶稣肯定很急着要出去见他们，因为他的事工他已经可能出来有一段时间没有见到他的母亲和他的弟弟们。
But what did he say instead?
但是耶稣讲了什么呢？
He said, who are my mother and my brothers?
耶稣说谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄。
Imagine the puzzled look on the face of all those who were around Jesus at that time.
你就想象一下他周围的这些人，他们脸上肯定是一脸的困惑。
They must be thinking, what did he mean by that?
这到底是什么意思呢？
Is this a trick question?
这是不是在说这个脑筋急转弯？
Now, before answering his own question, Jesus looked at those around him.
在回答耶稣自己的问题以前，他就看了看他周围的人群。
Now, in a parallel passage in Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50, which is a parallel passage to this chapter.
根据马太福音十二章四十六节到五十节的记者，这一段话就是一个平行的经文，它描述了同一个事件。
The parallel gospel of Matthew said that those around him are the 12 disciples.
那个地方讲到说，这个围着他的这些人是他的十二门徒。
So he looked at the 12 and said.Here are my mother and my brothers.
他看了这些十二个门徒，他就说：“看了，这是我的母亲，我的弟兄。”
And he says, "For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother."
他接着说：“凡遵守神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姊妹和母亲了。”
In fact, in another parallel gospel in Luke, which also records the same story, in Luke chapter 8, verses 19 to 21.
在另外一个讲同一个事件的另外一段经文是在路加福音的第八章十九节到二十一节。
Jesus said, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it.
在路加福音第八章十九节到二十一节，耶稣说：“听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲，我的弟兄了。”
So what is Jesus saying?
所以耶稣在这里到底在说什么呢？
If you want to know what it means to do the will of God, or you know, if you have heard this word, to do the will of God.
如果你想遵守神吩咐我们做的。
And you never know what it means by that.
但是你不知道这到底是什么意思。
Jesus made it very clear here.
耶稣在这里给我们讲得很清楚。
Those who want to do the will of God.
我们要遵循神的旨意。
Are those who basically hear the word of God.
我们就是要去听神对我们说的话。
Written in the Bible.
在圣经里面给我们说的话。
And doing what is written in it.
然后我们去遵循这些话语。
By hearing and doing.
通过听神的话并遵循神的话。
You are thus recognized as the family of Jesus.
你就会被接纳成为耶稣的家人。
Now, we must be very cautious when reading this story of Jesus or other stories of Jesus' interaction with his family members.
当我们读这些经文的时候看到耶稣和他的家人这个互动这些经文的时候我们要一定要非常的小心。
We must be cautious because we must not read it in a sense where this is a proof that Jesus is not concerned with his family members.
我们一定要非常的小心因为不要以为耶稣对他的家人不是很关心。
You see, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other family members of Jesus were not perfect.
玛利亚和耶稣的其他的家人都不是完全的义人。
They did not always understand who Jesus was and what was his mission.
他们也不一定完全理解耶稣这个人或者是他要成全的使命。
Now, despite of this, Jesus, you know, did not abandon his family members at all.
但是尽管是这样，耶稣并没有放弃与他们在世上的这个关系。
He did not cut away any ties with his mother or his brothers, even though they don't understand him.
他并没有因为这些家人不理解他而切断和他们之间的亲属关系。
You see, Jesus loved his mother and kept the fifth commandment.
耶稣非常爱他的母亲并且遵守第五诫命，孝敬他的母亲。
He honored her and the rest of his family members.
他孝敬他的母亲也尊敬他的其他家人。
How did Jesus honor his mother?
他如何的孝敬他的母亲呢？
He honored her while he was hanging on the cross, while Jesus was hanging on the cross.
我们知道当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候。
He honored her by charging John, by asking John, his disciples, to take care of her when Jesus dies.
他把他的母亲就托付给他的门徒约翰来照看他的母亲。
This was recorded in John chapter 19.
这是在约翰福音十九章里边有记载。
We must not think of this story that Jesus was abandoning his family because he was putting.Things in proper perspective.
所以当耶稣的重点是说把这些事情与一个合适的角度呈现出来，但是并不是告诉我们说就不要管家人了。
Because it's like I said, because his family members do not always have a clear understanding of who he is, so he is taking this opportunity to explain to them what it means, or to give them a better understanding of.A family of God. What the family of God is all about.
所以这个地方，耶稣其实是就是想利用这样一个机会，告诉大家，就是说这个神的家庭这里边这个关系是怎么一回事。
Phil Reichen, who is a seminary graduate of Westminster.
Phil Reichen, 这个是 Westminster 的一个毕业的人，他说。
He saw the most important thing for Jesus to do was the will of his Father in heaven.And at that moment, the demands of his family on earth were not in line with God's will.
Theoretic 说，对耶稣来说，他最重要的是他天父的旨意。而在那个很特定的时刻，他这个世上这些家人的这个要求与天父的这个旨意并不符合。
And Edmund Clowney, another former graduate and professor of Westminster.
Edmund Clowney, yeah, 这也是一个 Westminster 神学院毕业的人。
He says Jesus here shows that his earthly family, his disciples, the crowd, and those who read the story today, that his true family was bound not by blood of physical descent, but by his own blood given on the cross.
所以耶稣在这里要告诉他在世上的家人，告诉他的门徒，告诉他周围的这些人，还有包括我们今天读这个故事的人，告诉我们什么呢？就是告诉我们，真正的家庭不是因为物理上或者我们讲生物上的这个血缘关系，而是因着耶稣基督他自己的宝血，他在十字架上所流出的宝血，用这个血把我们这个家人联系在一起。
You know, there's a famous expression that says blood is thicker than water.
我们很知道有一个成语叫血浓于水。
It means basically that our family relationship is more important and stronger than any other relationship in the world.
这个成语是说我们的家庭关系要比其他任何的这些关系要来得更重要，也更亲密。
Now this is an expression that all of us can understand, especially as Chinese.
这个话大家都能够理解，特别作为中国人更能够理解这个血浓于水这个意思。
But you know, Jesus transformed this expression. He made it even more significant.
但是耶稣就是在这个地方给了这个成语更深的意义。
You see, blood is thicker than water. If my blood and his blood are related.
所以这个地方就是在说，假如说我们两个人之间的这个血缘有关联的话，我们的关系就会更亲密。
But with Jesus' blood, he made everyone who is not of physical, who does not have physical blood lineage, to be part of his family.
但是耶稣基督这个地方就用他自己的血，就是说把这个完全不同种族的，或者说没有血缘关系的人联系到一起。
Now Jesus' blood break through all the ethnic barriers of the world, in that all who believe in him are now born again through the Holy Spirit.And share the same bloodline as he is.
所以就是耶稣基督就用他自己的血打破了世界上一切用种族的这个障碍，使得所有信他的人都因着圣灵得到重生，然后呢，跟耶稣基督有一个共同的这个血统。
Apart from this, we also know that Jesus not only fulfilled this expression, but he also fulfills and transforms.The commandments of God.
所以这个地方我们可以看到，就是除这个以外，耶稣基督不光成全了或者更新了神的律法，也是就是说成全了神的十诫。
You know, the commandment to honor your father and mother is now fulfilled and given a deeper meaning by Jesus.
因为在十诫里边讲的孝敬你的父母这个诫命就得到了成全，并且被赋予更深的意义。
You see how did he do that?
怎么来做呢?
Jesus was the only one, the only person ever capable of obeying this commandment and any commandments of God.
耶稣是唯一一个人，他能够完全的遵守神的诫命。
Jesus was the only one ever capable to obey his commandments fully on earth and in heaven.
耶稣是唯一一个能够遵守地上的诫命，也是能够遵守天上的这个诫命的唯一的这样一个人。
See, on earth, we spoke earlier about his honor to his parents by providing care for his mother to John.
在地上我们说他孝敬他的父母，他甚至于把他的母亲托付给约翰来照顾他。
And more importantly, by his death on the cross, he honors.His father, his mother, everyone.
但是更重要的是，我们要理解到他因为在十字架上受死，所以他就是更加的荣耀他的父亲、他的母亲，也包括我们所有的人。
By his death on the cross, He honors them by providing life to forgiveness of sins.
因为他在十字架上面受死，所以他就饶恕了、他们的罪，使得、我们这些人都有了新的生命。
Now this is on earth, but in heaven.
那在天上又是怎么样呢？我们刚才讲到是在地上他的孝敬是这样的方式，那么在天上又怎么样呢？
He too honors his father. Wish.
那在天上他是在、孝敬天父的旨意。
What was his father's wish?
那天父的旨意是什么呢？
To save us.
天父的旨意就是要拯救我们。
Because of his father's love to all of us.
因为天父爱我们所有的人。
His son obeys his father's wish.
他作为圣子遵循天父的旨意。
Only Jesus ever loved the Father with all his heart and soul.
只有耶稣基督是唯一用全心和全灵爱天父的。
And what was the price of his love?
那他的这样子的爱的代价是什么呢？
The price of Jesus' love for his father is to lose the love of his father.
他爱天父的这样一个爱的代价，就是他在十字架上面的时候，他失去了天父对他的爱。
That is to lose the relationship that he had with his father.
在那个时候，他失去了和他天父之间的这个关系。
For us.
因为为我们的缘故。
He honored his earthly mother.But he ultimately honored his father in heaven.
他孝敬他的母亲，在世上的母亲，但是最根本的，他是孝敬他在天上的父。
His death on the cross had greater significance than we ever imagined.
他在十字架上面受死，是的重要性是我们不可想象的。
Because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
因为耶稣的受死和他的复活，
He now identifies us as his family members.
所以他现在就可以接纳我们成为他的家人。
When we hear the word and do it,
只要我们是听从他的话语并遵循他的话语。
Now this is what it means to belong to the family of God.
这个就是我们讲就是属于天父家庭是什么意思。
Make no mistake that this is not a command of Jesus to enter into the family, but to remain in the family.
但是我们这个地方要搞清楚，就是耶稣这个地方教导我们的不是我们如何的进入他的家庭，而是如何留在他的家庭，作为他的这个家庭的成员，在留在他的家庭里边。
To enter into the family of God is.To require you to believe in Jesus who had died for you, to save you from your sins, and has now given you a new heart so that you may be able to obey God.
进入神的家庭，也就是成为一个信徒，你需要的是相信耶稣，相信他为我们受死，他把我们从最终拯救出来，并给了我们一个新的心，让我们可以遵循神的教导。
But now,To remain in God's family, Jesus calls you to do the will of God.
但是当我们成为他的这个家庭成员，然后我们要留在他的家里的时候，耶稣教导我们要遵循神的旨意。
That is to read and hear the truth of His word and live it out in your daily life.
也就是我们要读神的话，要听神的话，然后把他的话语在我们的日常生活当中活出来。
To remain in the family of God is basically to be a Christian.
所以就是要留在他的家里，也就是表示说我们保留这个基督徒的身份。
To be a believer.
就是以这个信徒的这个身份。
And what it means to be a believer?
那作为一个这个信徒是什么意思呢？
It's about what you know in your heart.
就是按照你心里所知道的。
That flows through your head.
然后通过你的脑子。
To direct your hands to obey it.
然后就去指挥你的手去遵循。
They're all connected.
这些都是联系在一起的。
And this is what it means when Jesus says, "Those who does the will of the Father, those who hear and obey God, is His family members."
所以这个就是耶稣讲的，就是听从神的话语并遵循他所做的，就是我的家人了。
He's ultimately here to gather his family members.
他最终是要把所有的他的家人都联系起来。
So that we may be with him and with the Father forever.
我们可以和他和他的天父永远在一起。
Jesus, you know, did not abandon his earthly families while doing all this.
耶稣做这样事情的时候，并没有放弃他的在世上的家庭。
We have read through this. I have explained it earlier.
我已经在前面解释过。
But ultimately, Jesus' plan is to obey his father even more than his earthly family.
但是耶稣最根本的来讲，耶稣是要孝敬他在天上的父亲，过于孝敬在世上的家庭。
Through his honor of his heavenly father, we are given life.
孝敬赐给我们生命的天父。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we understand the expression of blood is thicker than water.
天父我们理解血浓于水这个概念。
But whose blood, we ask?
但是什么样的血缘关系呢？
Only the blood of Jesus.
是靠耶稣基督的血。
Only through his blood that we are all gathered together as family.
我们靠着耶稣基督的血我们都在一起成为家庭。
Only through his blood that we have been given this new family member.
因着他的血我们成为新的家庭里面的成员。
Lord, we know that Lord, you have placed our earthly parents in this world for us.
主你把我们的在世上的父母放在我们这里。
And we are thankful for them.
我们谢谢他们。
And we desire to honor them fully.
我们希望我们能够完全的孝敬他们。
Help us to do so as children.
帮助我们作为子女能够孝敬我们的父母。
And for us as parents in this earth.
作为在世上的父母。
Help us to understand too that we too have responsibility to teach.
也教导我们我们有给我们恩赐能够教导我们的子女。
To fulfill our responsibility as parents.
让我们承担我们作为父母的责任。
In order for us to receive the honor.
使得我们也能够被孝敬。
That the Father had commanded.
就像天父所所赐的诫命那样。
And we know, especially for those out there who may not experience the love of earthly family members.
我们特别为一些在世上没有得到这种家庭爱的人。
And because they have been rejected by their own family member.
他们有些人可能被他们的自己的家人所抛弃。
Because of their allegiance to Jesus.
由于他们信仰耶稣的缘故。
We know that despite of that.
尽管如此。
Jesus and the Father himself has welcomed them into the family of God.
但是我们知道耶稣基督和他的天父就把这些人接纳在天父的家庭里。
Help us to understand, Lord, that ultimately, our earthly family members will be transformed into the future whereby we will all remain with the Father.
天父，我们知道我们在世上的这种关系终于会改变，我们最终是会有一个属天的家庭。
And this will be a spiritual family.
这就是我们属灵的家庭。
Spiritual family that consists of people from all nations.
属灵的家庭可以从不同的种族、不同的民族中来。
So help us, Lord.
天帮助我们。
To continue to do your will.
让我们能够遵循你的旨意。
Knowing that, that you have set us free, that you have died on the cross for us.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死。
We thank you and commit all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.